Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and I welcome you to the program. This week, I'm going to talk about living biblically. Now, I mean that in a couple different senses. First, I'm going to talk about the new television show. There's a show on CBS. The name of the show is Living Biblically. It's at 9:30 on Monday evenings. Just started, and I, of course, want to comment on this because that's what this show is all about. This is Trust the Bible, and I believe that the way to become prosperous and successful in life is to live biblically. Now, not exactly the way that the show portrays it, but I think the show raises a number of interesting issues, a number of interesting questions for us to look at. So I would like to comment on the show, but then I think there are some more serious issues that deal with biblical interpretation. How do we apply the Bible to our life so that we can know how God wants us to live, so that we can have the life God wants us to have? And God tells us right in Joshua 1 verse 8 that if we keep the book of the law always on our lips, meditate on it day and night, so that we may be careful to do everything written in it, then we will be prosperous and successful. That's what God promises. I believe that God delivers on that promise in what he gives us in the Bible. And the show Living Biblically illustrates really how far, how distant that view is from our culture. Few people in our culture think that if you want to have a prosperous and successful life, you should pick up the Bible and live according to what it teaches, meditate on it, study on it, and do carefully everything written in it. That makes for a great comedy show, and that's what we see with Living Biblically. Now, this is also a television show that's based on a book, The Year of Living Biblically, that came out in 2007, was a bestseller. I've read the book, enjoy it. I think the book, as far as humorous books go, is very funny. The author just paints a lot of scenes very well. He's very gifted at writing, and I found myself laughing at a lot of the things in that book. The TV show, I'll just be honest, not so much, didn't really make me laugh a lot, not because it was offensive. I mean, some of it's kind of offensive, but it didn't turn me off. I just didn't really find it that funny. Not as funny as the book anyway, but you can be the judge if you want to watch that show. But I do definitely want to address the issues that come up. Basically, the premise of the show and the book is that someone decides that they're going to live biblically for a year, or in the television show, the case is for 9 months. And so that creates all kinds of awkward situations. They're going to follow every command in the Bible. And so one of the ones that comes up right in the first show is, well, the Bible says that you should stone an adulterer. So what should I do if I have a coworker? This is the theme of episode one, who I know is committing adultery. Do I need to stone that person? And so this creates a lot of humorous dialogue, tension, and so forth. But really, the underlining premise of the show is nobody lives biblically. I mean, right? I mean, we all pick and choose certain things to follow. We do certain things like do not murder. That's a good command. Let's follow that. Love your neighbor. You know, that's a good command. Let's follow that. But to actually follow all of the commands, we have to all recognize it's absurd. It's great material for a comedy show. In fact, I just finished reading The Year of Living Biblically a couple months ago, and as I was reading it, I thought, you know, this would make a great TV show. And then about a couple days after I thought that, I saw that this TV show was coming out. So it doesn't surprise me at all that this is being made, because this is where our culture is at. We think the idea of actually carefully obeying everything written in the Bible is just silly and is something to do a comedy routine of, whereas what Jesus taught, absolutely not. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, if you're a Christian, then you've got to want to live biblically. That is what Jesus called on us to do. Now again, did Jesus call on us to stone adulterers? No. That is a misunderstanding. It is a misinterpretation. It is not actually paying attention to what the scriptures say. So those are the kind of issues I want to get into, because I believe the Bible is the ultimate resource for life. So let me tell you a little bit more about the show. This man decides, because he has a child coming, and because he's recently had a friend die, he's thinking about life and, you know, how to be a good father and these things. He decides that he needs to live biblically for 9 months until his baby is born. He's going to really commit to this. It's going to help him get his life on track. And so he starts visiting both a priest and a rabbi to get advice from them. And he tells the priest, you know, what he's doing. He's going to live by the Bible for a year. And the priest just laughs at him, like, that's just the funniest thing, to live by the Bible. So the priest, though, gives him some guidelines. He starts telling him some of the things the Bible teaches. So, for instance, the priest says, you know, you can't wear clothing woven of two kinds of materials. That's in Leviticus 19, verse 19. That is what the Bible says. It says, do not wear clothing woven of two kinds of materials. So Chip, the main character in the show, has to go out, change his clothes. He comes in with this strange, all-white-looking garment because he's trying to live by the Bible. And, you know, the priest tells him, you know, you don't have to wear all the same color. It's just that you can't have cotton and polyester mixed together. You just have to wear something 100% cotton, for instance. And so, this guy starts having the challenges of actually literally following every command in the Bible. Well, then what about the command to stone an adulterer? You know, interestingly, the Bible doesn't actually command that you stone an adulterer to anyone at any time. The verse that it's based on is Deuteronomy 22, verse 22. If a man is found sleeping with another man's wife, both the man who slept with her and the woman must die. You must purge the evil from Israel. So the verse does not actually specify by stoning. It just says that they must be put to death. However, the very next verse talks about a similar situation in which stoning is commanded. So there's kind of a good cause to assume that perhaps stoning is the method by which you should kill someone. But in the television show, when he finds out, Chip, that his coworker is in an affair, he ends up picking up a stone and literally throwing it at the person's head because he feels like that's what he has to do if he's going to follow the Bible literally. And this creates some humorous moments. You know, his coworkers are like, oh man, you're following the Bible and you get to throw a rock at someone's head that we don't like. You know, that maybe we should try to follow the Bible. You know, they all think that that's actually pretty neat. But the biblical command is not just to throw a rock at them. The verse doesn't even say anything about throwing a rock. The biblical command is to put them to death. So, you know, even in playfully trying to create these situations, they're not following the Bible literally. Now, do I think the Bible commands that you should put someone to death who is committing adultery? No, I don't think so at all. I do think that this was a law given to the nation of Israel that was to be followed by the government over the nation of Israel. In any place in the Bible, you've got to follow the context. You've got to see, you know, who is being commanded this? That's a question you all have to ask. You can't just read a command and not pay any attention to the time it's given, the people it was given to, what's going on. The Bible breaks that all down for you when you look at the whole context. If you're actually carefully studying the Bible and wanting to do what it commands, not just playfully kind of partly do a random command that you've heard of, like stoning someone caught in adultery, if you're actually following the Bible says, hey, these commands here are for all people everywhere. But these commands over here are for a specific group of people, the nation of Israel. So none of us would read God's command to Abraham, for instance, to get up and go to the country I will show you. That's in Genesis 12:1. God says, get up and go to the country I will show you. Leave your fathers and your father's family, leave them, go to the country I will show you. None of us read that command and think, I better go to another country. No, we recognize that the whole verse says, then God said to Abraham, go to the land I will show you. And so this is not a universal command that everyone who wants to please God has to leave their home country and go to a foreign country. That's not what the Bible is teaching there. It's just recording that that's what God commanded Abraham to do. Well, the same thing is true for stoning someone caught in adultery. You know, it is a command in which the Bible itself says this is for the nation of Israel. This is commanded to the Israelites. It's part of God's special covenant with these people. So I'm going to break down more of these kind of unusual situations and get into biblical interpretation next time. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.